We are honored to have music legend, the Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger joining us, and also Scotty Medlock, who is a world-famous sports artist, a painter, and he captures emotions and captured the greats, still is, right? You still have your studio, Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
You've been with Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods. Just an idea of how amazing your work is, that you are so in demand and what you've done in the past. And then obviously, Robbie, you're a legend around the world and around here, of course. And thank you for putting this together. We are very excited about the 10th annual Scott Medlock, Robbie Krieger Celebrity Golf Invitational and All-Star Concert to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, an extraordinary place. And so the All-Star Concert happens on Sunday, August 27th, right, Scott?
That's right.
At Saddle Rock Ranch in Malibu. And the golf tournament is on Monday, August 28th at North Ranch Country Club, Westlake Village. So when you're not touring, Robbie, you're helping charities and helping with Scotty, right?
Right. We've been doing this for 10 years. And it started off with, it was for the Pat Tillman Foundation. Because Scotty knew Pat's brother. You know who Pat Tillman was, right?
I do, right.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't know, he got killed over in action. And there's a big debate about whether it was on purpose or friendly fire or whatever the hell. But anyway, he was like a real patriot. He gave up his whole career, went over there and got killed. So anyway, the foundation was for fallen veterans, kids to go to college and stuff. But anyway, at one point we decided to change to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And we've been doing that ever since.
Was there something about St. Jude, what was it that was so special to you?
It was kind of an accident. Scotty happened to be out at this St. Jude's event that was put on by Patrick Warburton. You know who he is, right? He's a great actor and funny guy. And well, you tell the story, Scott.
Patrick had been coming to our event, which is for Pat Tillman Foundation, and we, you know, our event's very heavily based on music. And so Patrick had started his own tournament in the desert, which was for St. Jude. And then so they
had
more
comedians, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more comedians and gala kind of thing. Great event. And then they added the music element. And so, you know, Robbie and I, we love Patrick to death, you know, and him and Kathy and his wife. So we thought, hey, you know, anything we can do to help you guys, we'll do. And then we thought, you know, St. Jude's is such a wonderful charity. And I had played with the CEO at that event and basically fell in love with St. Jude right then and there. And so, you know, of course, when I called Robbie and said, what do you think? And he said, thumbs up. Let's help St. Jude.
You got on the phone right away, right? Like, then you made that decision. Let's do this next. Because you guys have been friends for 20 years now.
More than that.
It's 91. Through our golf buddy.
You share passion for a couple things, for golf, for St. Jude, obviously for other charities, and then Scotty, you paint. You also paint, Robbie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
Yeah. In fact, I've recently been involved with another charity called Art for a Cause, and we make copies of some of my paintings, and we let various charities sell them.
Right.
And the proceeds go to each charity.
So you are involved in other charities as well through your painting.
Yeah, exactly. I also have another charity I'm doing called The Music Path, which we're trying to get music back into schools.
Yes, yeah.
So you'll be hearing about that.
Yeah, you have to tell us about that one
pretty
too.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Music is going out of schools.
Basically, you know, I think what happened was kind of like with me, I was in my own little world with sports and capturing, you know, all these different sporting events and the legends in those events. Robbie is heavily focused on music. And then also, you know, he's great at pretty much everything he does. And so we kind of realized that, you know, through art and through golf and through music, we can really help charities, not just one charity, but a lot of charities. And that's kind of what we've done. Before we had our event, we were helping all of our other buddies who had their events, and year after year. And everyone was saying, God, you guys should do your own event because you guys know everybody.
Exactly. Between your talents and who you know, why not start your own?
Yeah. And there's a lot of them out there, but it's pretty neat to have one to really focus on. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this one is an incredible St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, what they do for families, what they do for children, you know, in the beginning when they first started it, which was, well, almost 50 years ago or over 50 years ago, the survival rate was low, but it's a different story now at St. Jude.
Absolutely. I think it's 55 years. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see the survival rate now is 8 out of 10 kids survive. Mm-hmm. And it used to be 2 out of 10 kids would survive. They're making leaps and bounds. And what's wonderful about St. Jude's is a lot of people know you don't have to pay. Mm-hmm. And so if a family can't afford it, no problem. They're going to take you in. And also the second thing that's really profound, they share all of their data and research with other cancer hospitals and what have you, which is a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. Other entities around the world benefit from what they know, so they can really help the worldwide community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you had a great year for them last year. And this year, do you have a goal in mind?
Well, to beat last year's goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year we did $500,000+ net.
That's phenomenal.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And this year, looking at maybe hitting
eight.
A million. Why not make it a million?
A million dollars.
You know, we got to dream big. The most important thing, I think, for Robbie and I is, you know, we bring our close friends together and just have a really fun couple days and know that we're all together. And we're all there for a cause to help the kids.
Right.
That's really, really the goal.
That's what it's all about, to help the mission of a life-saving hospital. And do you want to talk about the tournament a little bit, about the Classic, how this goes? Because you can go ahead and get into it, right? You can buy a spot.
Yeah. If you go on the website, you can check it out. Just go to Medlock Krieger or St. Jude's.
StJudesRocks.com.
Yeah. And it's really a different kind of event than you've ever been to before.
Right.
It's, you know, on each hole, almost each hole, there's some great food like that's donated by some amazing restaurants around town.
We have Mastro's, I mean, the top restaurants in, you know, Malibu. We got Duke's.
Yeah.
We even have people coming in from Bill Murray's tournament in Florida. And then we have somebody coming from Louisiana. They're going to do a little taste of New Orleans. So we got a little Cajun to go with Doug Kershaw. Yeah,
that's right.
Perfect.
And Harley Davidson, you name it.
All right. On one hole, you can win 4 Harley Davidsons.
Wow.
Yeah.
4 Harleys. In addition to all of the great food, you have the motorcycles and cars.
Well, we're hoping for a Range Rover Jaguar. Working on that right now.
This is a big incentive to be part of this golf tournament.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
you can be a twosome, a foursome, individual player.
Yeah.
You can sponsor.
And there's also the Laker girls are coming.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Clipper girls.
The Clippers girls.
Yeah.
Monster girls.
And Monster Energy is one of our, you know, sponsors. And they bring this great stage in, mm-hmm. you know, for the concert. And that's where we play. The music comes from that stage. And they've been great. They've been with us for how long?
Monster's been with us all 10 years, and also somebody else who's been with us all 10 years is our great friend Oliver at Glendale Harley, who started the Love Ride, and he was a dear friend of Robbie's. And 10 years ago, we said, we don't need one Harley, we need 4. Mm-hmm. And he looked at us like, what do you need 4? And we said, this is not an ordinary event.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because usually on these tournaments, if you make a hole in one, you can win a car. Or mm-hmm. So this way, you know, what about the other 3 guys in your foursome? They want a car too.
Right.
Or
right.
a motorcycle.
How are they going to divide one up? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The answer is to have
four.
4, yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's never been done, I don't think.
If I could add one more thing, we have somebody that's been with us for the last 5-6 years, Mike Rossimi. They've really taken us to a whole nother level. They've made it possible. They've been our title sponsor for the last 4 years and just the most generous people in the world. Mm-hmm. And so without them, we couldn't have gotten to the level that we're at. And
yeah, Jimmy Peterson.
Yeah, Jimmy P and Ray Gorin mm-hmm. and David Gorin.
Ray Gorin is a guitar player that mm-hmm. we saw playing with Buddy Guy one night. He was like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he just blew everybody away, you know. And so we went backstage to and met him and invited him to our concert. And his dad works for this Microsemi, and they ended up being our title sponsor. So so we have Ray Gorin, who's going to play with his band, too.
So, yeah, big thank you to them. Yeah, yeah they yeah, deserve yeah. a lot of credit for
oh,
everything
yeah,
they've done.
They made a big difference.
And the concert happens the night before, the All-Star Concert. It
right.
starts at 5:30 in the evening. You have some of your friends who are also famous musicians that we love to see, like Richie Sambora.
Richie and Orienti.
Mm-hmm.
And got some other guys from Alice in Chains, you know.
Jerry and Mike.
Jerry and Mike. And Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Nice.
A couple yeah. of guys from Boston, the band Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago. We got all
yeah.
the cities
Jason,
covered.
Yeah.
Jason Schiff and Danny Serafin.
Someone from Kiss.
Yeah, hopefully a couple of people from Kiss. And the list goes on, you know. And we never know who might show up at the last minute. That's the fun part.
Yeah, like Jack Black, he came a few years ago, and he turned out, I mean, everybody had a blast with him, and he was so good with everybody and did pictures, and he actually sang amazingly on mm-hmm. on Robbie's songs, on the Doors songs.
Yeah, Hello, I Love You, he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
We didn't know he could jump so high. He
yeah.
jumped about 4 feet in the air.
Yeah, and he might even, you said, parachute in to make a dramatic entrance if he ends up there.
So, you never know.
Yeah, it could be. And you also have comedians on performing that night also.
Absolutely.
Right. Mark Eddy and Gary Muledeer.
Mm-hmm.
For the comedians, that's it. You know, we'll probably have a surprise comedian in there, too. You know, I'm funny looking, so I might jump up there and just stand there. That's the cool thing with this event is, you know, we like to have an element of surprise as well.
Doug Kershaw will be there.
Doug Kershaw,
yeah.
Yeah, we saw him. I played at this Cajun festival out in Simi Valley recently, and Doug Kershaw was there, and we hadn't seen each other for like 50 years. You know, mm-hmm. we used to play some gigs together back in San Francisco and stuff, and so we hooked up and invited him out, and he said, oh, I'd love to do it, man. That'd be great. His daughter lives here. His whole band lives here, mm-hmm. in fact, in L.A. He lives in Colorado, but he's going to come out, and it should be great.
Yeah, that is cool that Doug Kershaw
yeah,
joined.
Yeah, Louisiana man.
Yeah, right, right. And then also there's kind of a surprise guest
yeah,
with a very deep voice.
Can't say his name, mm-hmm. but... but it should be a thoroughly good mm-hmm. guest.
Hints, yeah. And this is two amazing days, golf, the All-Star Concert, great food, great sponsors. And have you thought of what songs you're going to play that night, Robbie? Or are you kind of going to keep us?
Keep
the element of surprise
yeah,
there.
I just hope I have time to play. We got so many guests, you know.
Oh, you got to have time to play.
Yeah, we're going to play. Well, we'll do, you know, we'll ask the audience, all right, what do you guys want to hear? I'm sure we'll do Light My Fire because it's a 50th anniversary of Light My Fire when it hit number one.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
so
you do a video about it because it was not that easy to get it on the air because of the AM stations at the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because the song was 6 minutes long. So AM radio at the time, in order to have a hit record, you had to be on AM. And so we didn't want to cut it down to mm-hmm. 3 minutes, you know. So we fought the record company, and they really wanted to do it. So we put Break On Through out first, and that did all right, but not great, you know. And so we really needed another hit single. So we said, okay, we'll do it. So we cut out the long instrumental part, you know. We hated it, but we did it. And then it just took off after mm-hmm. that. It did get on the AM radio and made number one.
Robbie's humble pie, but... Mm-hmm. The cool thing every year with having, you know, all these great guys like Alice Cooper and Alex Lifeson and all these guys, they're like, we're coming because we want to jam on Doors songs. We want to yeah. play those hits. And, you know, and we were like, wow, but we, you know, we want to play Rush songs, you mm-hmm. know. And Alex is like, all right, well, my dream is to jam with Robbie playing on his. So there's a happy medium. What we usually do is whoever our guests are, Mm-hmm. You know, we'll play a couple Boston songs, we'll play a couple Chicago songs, we'll play, you know, a few, you know, we kind of mix it up. So it always makes it really fun doing
And it's
that.
A jam, you know, so different guys will get up and play with different bands and, you know, it's, so it's not all set in stone.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Pull out Hendrix and play Hendrix and really surprise everyone. You might get requests for that, too. You golf with Alex from Rush, and so you're negotiating that, right, when you're golfing with him, saying, we want to play Door songs, but we want to play your songs, too.
He's so easygoing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he loves playing. We all play together, Robbie and I and him, and just whenever we're all together. But that's the cool thing, too, the passion there, you know, with the, like, Alice Cooper, same mm-hmm. thing, golf and music. It's just... And charity. They all three are kind of go hand in hand.
Right. And your experts, golf, charity, and music, and painting. You've got painting in there too. Somehow can work that into a silent auction, right? Are you guys both good golfers? I mean, you're out golfing with Alice Cooper, Scotty, so you must be pretty good. Because
he plays more with Alice than me.
I used to play with Alice years ago, and he was terrible. I mean, he was he was the worst golfer you ever saw.
But he kept with it,
and now he's really good. It's unbelievable how good he is. He's probably one of the better, you know, rock and roll golfers.
Hey, Alex too.
Alex is great too. Yeah,
yeah, him too. He's sandbagging a little bit, but Robbie's a good player. Yeah,
I've been playing since I was a kid. So,
you're very good. Yeah, you're very humble too. You know about it.
It's easy to be humble when you're me.
So, can we see if we go to the concert? If you're not playing in the golf tournament, can you watch? Can you be there in any way?
Yeah, you could come out and hang at the golf tournament if you want, but it's more, the golf portion of it's a little more kind of private and, you know, we're all just out there hitting the ball around and stuff. So, yeah, the main thing is, you know, if you reverse it, you don't have to play in the golf tournament to come to the concert. So if you want to go online, buy a ticket, come out for the evening concert on August 27th at Saddle Rock Ranch in Malibu, you can do that and you'll experience all the music and
Nancy Wilson of Heart?
Yeah, she's joining us for the first time. We really look forward
to
that.
And Sherry from
Sherry
Runaway.
Sherry Curry.
From The Runaways. So.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, you have regular supporters.
You know, Tommy Thayer's been with us almost every year.
Johnny
Lang. I don't think he's going to make it this year. But yeah, Danny Serafin. So we have a lot of regulars.
We're all real good friends, too. So we play outside of the event. We're always playing and doing other events and golfing together. And we're close, so.
You guys are almost like family, like brothers, you know, hang out and do all kinds of stuff together, including help charities, which is so cool of you to be so generous and do this and do this for St. Jude this year.
It's fun to add, you know, each year add a couple new guests.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, kind of spice things up a little bit. And we've been lucky enough to have that. And we really, really appreciate all the talent and the musicians that step up for us and, it really helps make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's stepping up. It's the Scott Medlock, Robbie Krieger Rock and Roll Golf Classic and All-Star Concert. Can you give us the website again, Scotty? You can get ticket info and everything.
The easiest one is stjuderocks.com. Or just Google Robbie Krieger charity event or something. You know, there's so many ways nowadays you can get to the same place. Yeah. But
the main thing is to get there. And the All-Star Concert, you're going to love it if you don't golf. And you can do both. And if you do golf, this is the golf course you want to be on that day.
We will definitely... provide a good time. It's always fun, and every year we look at each other and say, I don't know if we're going to be able to outdo that one, but we seem to always do it. So thank you to everybody.
Cheers to a big year.
Yeah, we have so many great volunteers that come out and help, you know. There's too many to list, but couldn't do it without them either.
It is for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And thank you guys so much for doing this, for coming by and talking to us and sharing about your friendship, how you work with charities, and especially these two amazing days coming up.
Yeah, it's all good. We love the sound.
We love you too. It's the All-Star Concert and Rock and Roll Golf Classic, and Robbie Krieger and Scotty Medlock with us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.